Good evening.
We have two visitors this evening from another part of our planet, Australia. It's quite an expected visit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good. To see that new energies are so harmonious with your own.
Yes, I felt that too.
Therefore, we give them a warm welcome to this room and it is good, my dear friends, that we have all gathered here this time. I would say this to you, my dear friends, that for a little while we should discuss what our discussion was last time we met. Because in that way our visitors will be able to participate. Do you agree?
Yes, good idea.
Let us just refresh your memories about what we discussed. We were discussing spiritual laws. You remember, I believe, and I asked that you think carefully about my words. Do any of you wish to ask any questions before we continue?
Any questions? Any questions, George?
No. Yes, we talked on the spiritual law and how our free will modifies. And I would think that the modification is to a greater or lesser extent. And it occurred to me that what one might call political free will, a kind of what one might see as a collective free will, is seen as particularly dangerous on the planet at the moment. I will refer to, well, the difficulty is that the political attitude does not always reflect the attitude or the will of all of the people. There are many who object when nations become obstreperous. Would you wish to say anything further about the collective free will attitude displayed by or at a national level?
Yes, I understand what you are saying, but remember this, that the free will given to each one of you in the physical condition is part of the spiritual law. And that part of the spiritual law, which is known to you as free will, has to be allowed to take place, whether for the betterment or the lesser well-intended good of all people. It is still part of the spiritual law, which cannot be changed. That is the first point I wish to make to you. Mankind was endowed with free will for a very good reason, that it enabled him to seek out his own spiritual unfoldment, that mankind be allowed to make decisions, whether for good or what you call bad, but nevertheless, it remains part of the spiritual law. When you endeavor to speak of free will being used by many, then of course you have, as you well know, the power of the thought, which we have spoken of on many occasions.
Yes.
No matter what you feel, my dear friends, about good and evil, there has to be both. Whether you agree or understand or whatever you feel about it. Because without one, there cannot be the other in the physical domain.
Yes, yes, I see that.
Therefore, I would suggest to you that you try to clarify your own thinking in seeing collective thinking as part of the spiritual law of this planet.
Yes.
Of course, there will always be occasions when you humankind consider many deeds to be wrong. But again, I wish to remind you that you are not aware of the larger picture.
Yes. And the individual free will would relate in various ways to the collective free will.
Of course, you cannot separate them. How do you become a collective free will if you do not have the individual free will? You see, one cannot exist without the other.
Yes. And if there are two groups, can I put it like that, of collective free will, then if they interact, that is part of the grand process of working out.
Yes, you must always look to the fuller scheme of things.
Yes.
This is always the problem with humankind, that you are limited by your understanding. But as always, my dear friend, try to view these things with your own spiritual eye, and understanding will be greater.
Yes, yes, thank you. That helps.
What I would like to say to you this time, my dear friends, let us take love, which is, as you fully understand, a spiritual law. It cannot change. it is a spiritual law, but the way in which mankind uses love is very different in all areas of your planet. What I would like to say to each one of you, how do you interpret the spiritual law of love into your own physical lives? Can you see the connection between spiritual love and love as you understand it on this planet?
Would it help us if we forgot the emotional love, which we think of, like falling in love with someone, and so, and thought, is it the caring for our fellow people on this planet?
Yes, sir.
Or caring.
Would anyone like to try to define what spiritual love would be? Perhaps each one would like to speak, and we can include our friends from afar.
Remembering, Sarah. She connects me.
Kindness and understanding.
Kindness and understanding. Yes. I will hear all of your answers before I reply.
So?
I would say spiritual love is an affinity, a bonding, and at the same time it is selfless.
Yes.
It seems to involve a denial of self, a denial of ego, perhaps.
Anyone else? I think trying to walk in somebody else's shoes, and for me it's trying to see how they view life the way they do, trying to understand why they view life the way they do, if it's different from us. Because it's easy to love somebody, to show them love when they have an affinity with us, but when they don't, we have to try a little bit harder to understand and look a little deeper.
And go to the spirit, maybe.
Sorry,
think of them as a spirit.
Yes, and appreciate that they've walked a different pathway to think, and, perhaps from ourselves to think in a different way.
Yes.
Is there any idea of saying for spiritual love?
Great. Many things have already been said. Love has to be accepting a person, has to be where you may not understand it, but it is part of this other person that you love, and therefore you go, that's acceptable, but that can be taken too, because we are each different. And love also has to include, I'm coming to the selflessness that was mentioned earlier. You care for the welfare and well-being of the people that you love. And you hope that they can continue to go forward to whatever it is that they regard as being needed. Because again, there are some parts of the people that I love that I do not fully understand, but they are part of them, so you accept it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyone else? Jan or Paul?
Well, a lot of it's been said now, but I think acceptance, tolerance, and being, like George said, an affinity with everything.
Yeah,
everybody. And that feeling that I certainly felt, since I've been listening to Sally, that I am just a wee little drop and an affinity with everything. I think that feeling of love empowers you to be truthful.
Yes. And to try harder.
And non-judgmental. Love is non-judgmental, it's unconditional. It's an all-encompassing, for me it's an all-encompassing warmth. It's never, because it's always, it's such a good thing. It's always warm, so I think it's a high energy, infinite, all-encompassing warmth. Yeah.
So, yes. How about you, Paul?
Yeah, I think we were the spiritual love. So I think it's already been said about it extending to everything, the people, plants, and everything. But yeah, that sort of the stepping back and seeing it all, all the beauty in it all, going beyond the. You might see all this struggle and chaos at first, but when you step back, you'll see it all as some process or sort of a beautiful struggle.
Yes.
Yes. Let me say this to you, that listening to your words this time, I can say that you have grown much. You have, over time, begun to understand a little of love. I would say that so much said here this time is correct. But now let me say what spiritual love is. You have spoken of understanding, of unconditional love, of so many other things. Spiritual love knows no ego. Spiritual love, as the lady says, is a warmth, is an infinite feeling, which encompasses you all. Some of you have spoken of love in a very personal manner. Spiritual love is an energy which has always been and always will be. And when each one of you comes to physical life, you bring with you an iota of that love energy. Love, after all, is a physical word. But it is used for your own understanding. Spiritual love is being, is expansion, is growing, is energy. I would like you to try once more, my dear friends, to look with spiritual eyes and to consider what this word love really means. Most of the time you consider love to be the interaction between people, between animals and humans, between wildlife and humans. Spiritual love encompasses all things. Spiritual love encompasses not only this planet, but all of existence. So again, my dear friends, I would like you to try to understand my words a little more, to look inwards, to forget the ego, to forget the connection with anything other than your own being. Only then will you begin to understand a little of spiritual love. Does this make sense to you? Have you questions?
Any questions? To think about it.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Is it possible to love without having something to love?
That is my point. You have to understand that love must be without connection between people or things or even planets. Love is bigger than all of that. Love is an energy that absorbs the being. You will not fully understand what love is until such time as you have reached the point of existence where the ego has disappeared and only pure energy exists. But that does not prevent us, my dear friend, from trying to explain it to you, in order that in your understanding you can make your physical lives a little more comfortable. So the answer is, yes, you do not need that. Is that helpful to you?
Thank you.
You can think about love. But let us go forward to another law, spiritual law, which is humility. Does anyone have any viewpoints on this? No?
No. I think if a lot of us did, we would be bringing far too much of the personal and the physical being.
That is what I was hoping to hear. Yes, it applies in the same way as the spiritual law of love does. All spiritual laws has to leave behind the personal, physical linking. You have to go within. You have to allow your own energy to become free. Only then will your awareness grow to such an extent that all of these questions that I ask of you can begin to make sense. How often have I said that you must go within to find all of the answers that all human beings tend to ask, not only of themselves, but of us here in the world of spirit. I have told you that all things are possible. All knowledge is at hand if you so desire. And again, this is where your free will comes into play. That it is entirely up to each individual to seek out their own spiritual awareness. And in so doing, in becoming aware of your own inner being, then that light shines forth to many others. And again, that returns us to the collective thoughts of many, where the power of thought can change much within your world. But all of these things that we speak of needs to be considered in your deep, quiet moments of connection and communication. I hope, my dear friends, that I have given you a little more to think about.
Yes.
That your understanding is now great enough to know that not all things, not all questions or doubts are so easily answered. I know you understand this, and it is up to you as individuals to grow at your own individual rate. And I am happy to tell you it, that if only you could see your own lights, which I have to say shines brightly, because sometimes in returning to this world it is like coming through a mist, and you are, each one of you, known by your light, and that light, my dear friends, is love. I will allow you time to consider what has been said. Perhaps it would be apt this time to give off some time to going within and see if you come to any other conclusion other than those that you have given this time. You may be surprised at what is given to you. I will leave you now, my dear friends. I leave you knowing that I encompass each one of you within my love.
Sally, I can't help this, but I've been shown to give every and each one of us a feather, including yourself, which is white. I don't know why I'm thinking that, but I have to shout it out.
That's fine. Fine. You must give what is given to you.
Okay.
May love always stay with you, each one of you. May each one be uplifted. May each one of you be given the knowledge that is needed for you at each time and stage in your lives, which will help you in your awareness and your spiritual growth. And with those words, my dear friend, I will leave you.
Just before you go, we have two visitors which would like to come. One is my granddaughter, Cheryl, Sarah, and somebody called Susan O'Hanlon.
I am happy for them to join with us.
Thank you.
But not at the same time.
No.
Mm-hmm. But yes, we will be pleased to welcome them.
So we have space as well. Thank you. God bless you.
Many of your days since I came to visit you. it is a warmth they feel in their hearts that brothers and sisters of the gentleman can be so surrounded by the spirit light. No need to say, continue. We know that you will.
Yes. Many people can't say they belong to their friends and their own spirit.
All upon the moon fella, if you need me, moon fella,
yeah,
will always hear you.
Thank you.
Strength is what Moon Feather can give. Strength in times of trouble.
Yeah, so people remember that. Thank you.
Leave now, little one is finding small difficulty. It is many days since I have been with her.
Well, we hope that you come again soon.
Call Moon Feather and